And today, an ode to Corvettes. It was 2 years ago today that a sinkhole opened up in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at the site of the National Corvette Museum. You might remember the video footage. It went viral. In the darkness of night, that sinkhole swallowed up 8 collector Chevy Corvettes, including the 1 millionth Corvette ever produced, a 1992 white LT1 convertible with a fire engine red interior. Here's author and Corvette historian Jerry Burton speaking to CBS News the day after the sinkhole opened up at the museum.
I thought to myself, what are the odds of something like this happening? You know, where the crown jewels of the National Corvette Museum are just suddenly dropped through the floor.
The museum is opening a special exhibit to commemorate the day. It traces the restoration process for the 8 cars. You should see the millionth Corvette now. Good as new. There's also a section that describes how sinkholes form. Security cameras caught the gaping horror on video. You can see that at hereandnow.org. And now looking ahead to Valentine's Day, which is Sunday. Don't tell me you've forgotten. We're using the day as an excuse to check in with the Modern Love podcast. It's a collaboration between the New York Times and our home station, WBUR. It's based on the weekly New York Times Sunday column by the same name, featuring essays about love and all its flaws, which, of course, can be funny, even when they're uncomfortable or even painful. In this episode, Modern Love chose an essay by Brian Gittes. It's called At the Hospital, An Interlude of Clarity. Reading Brian's story is the man responsible for films like Trainwreck, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Knocked Up, director Judd Apatow.
There's never a good time to fall off your couch onto a martini glass, nick a major blood vessel, and begin losing a dangerous amount of blood. But having this happen in the middle of a promising date is an especially bad time. I demonstrated this last spring while on my fourth date with a Brazilian woman so beautiful I was almost afraid of her. After dinner in a homey Italian restaurant, we walked back to the apartment I had just moved into in Brooklyn. Living in the city for the first time without roommates, I was eager to take advantage of my newfound privacy, and things were going well. There's something romantic about drinking from fancy glasses in an unfurnished room full of unpacked boxes, Miles Davis's In a Silent Way spun on the record player. I was amazed to have gotten this far. As my friends were sick of hearing, it made no sense to me that a gorgeous woman in her early 20s, who spoke 4 languages and had lived on 3 continents, was spending her Saturdays with me, a 31-year-old bookish type from Pittsburgh. Each outing felt as if I were sneaking into an exclusive club, and at the end of the night, I always feared I would be discovered and asked to leave. I realized that meeting someone wonderful is the whole point of dating, but actually being with someone wonderful can be too stressful for me to enjoy. This stress is typical for me. I've been on anti-anxiety medication for about 10 years, and on dates I'm consistently asking myself, was that the wrong thing to say? Do I seem nervous? Will obsessing about being nervous make me appear more nervous? Not unusual questions to ask yourself when meeting new people, but for me they can be paralyzing. Even if the evening goes well, I often appreciate it only later and from a distance, as if it had happened to someone else, like dating in the third person. So far, my success with this particular woman had been an exercise in ignoring the reality of it, which apparently also led me to ignore the reality of my surroundings in general. As she unraveled herself from our embrace on the couch to use the bathroom, I fell onto the after-dinner drink she had left on the floor, the glass slicing into the soft underside of my upper arm. When I looked down, I glimpsed my exposed triceps and more blood than I had ever seen in my life. The cut had gone nearly to the bone. This is not the first time a date ended with me in the emergency room. I seem to have a knack for it. My college girlfriend once served undercooked chicken that gave me hallucinations and a fever of 104. Years later, my attempt to cook breakfast for another woman ended in second-degree burns after I managed to set fire to a paper towel. But the severity of this injury, its unfortunate timing, and the fact that I was naked, all broke new ground.